The news is on its way.
On 95.5, 95.9, 103.9 and 104.6 FM.
This is BBC Radio Suffolk.
Doctors in charge of health spending in North Suffolk say they will listen to concerns about mental health cuts. There's been controversy over the closure of beds and concentration services in Lowestoft and Great Yarmouth. A consultation showed that most people are against the idea. A meeting is taking place today about the issue. Andy Evans is the chief exec of the doctors group that buys health services. He says the views of locals are being heard.
We take this extremely seriously. We desperately wanted to understand what the local population think about the proposals, which of course are not ours. The proposals are actually from the Mental Health Trust, and we as new commissioners, because we've only been here for just over a year, wanted to understand what the people at large thought about them.
There's been overwhelming public opposition to plans which could see the closure of 12 mental health beds serving North Suffolk. A public meeting's being held today to look at the findings of a consultation on the future of mental health services in Waveney and Yarmouth. This comes as the union Unison has raised fresh concerns about the level of care within the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Trust. Emma Corlett is from the union now. Emma, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. So 80% of those who responded said they didn't agree with one of the proposals to reduce the number of beds from 28 across two sites to 20 at one. What are you as a union going to do about that?
Firstly, I'd like to say we'd like to give credit to Health East Clinical Commissioning Group, because they are actually the only CCG who's carried out any consultation across both Norfolk and Suffolk on these changes. So at least they've done the consultation. Obviously, what we need now is to see they're actually going to listen to what the public have actually said.
Well, they say, I mean, they have said, we heard from them this morning, they said they won't be ignoring it, but I wasn't getting the impression from the CCG that they will necessarily abide by that strength of feeling. It remains to be seen.
It does remain to see. What we will say is that our bed situation still remains absolutely critical. In the last week alone, we've had people admitted as far away as Brighton and Harrogate and Bradford, and also had a nearest bed availability being Bristol. So the idea that we can close beds now in the immediate future, with over 20 people currently receiving care out of Norfolk and Suffolk, is just absolutely incredible to us.
They're talking about financial constraints, though, and they're talking about they have to take the views of clinicians into account, and they're talking about the fact that sometimes centralising a service is for the better, although people on the outside of things may not want it to change.
Many, many clinicians took part in this consultation, and I can tell you the majority of clinicians working in our trust that speak to us have said they are absolutely against any bed closures. With regards to resources, what we know is that mental health accounts for about 23% of need in the NHS, yet usually attracts around 11% of funding. So I'd actually like to ask Health East, what as a percentage of their budget do they currently dedicate to mental health services? We understand that Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group is one of the best, yet they only allocate 14%. We've heard Norman Lamb say an awful lot about parity of esteem recently, but unless we actually get parity of resources, so the money allocated to mental health actually ties up with the level of need, we are not going to be able to provide a safe and good quality service on the resources that we've currently been given.
What about that feeling of seeking to improve services by centralising them? So for example, and I don't even know if this is on the proposal list, if those 28 beds were centralised into one site, so no beds were lost but the service became more central, would that be sufficient in the union's book?
It wouldn't be sufficient. As a principle, we don't have any issue with people being supported at home in the community. That is most people's choice. However, our community services have been massively cut. Need for mental health services is rising, so you can't have all of those things happening at the same time. We would agree to reviewing a bed situation once community services had been properly invested in and were fully up and running, but at the moment we've had beds cut and community services slashed at the same time, and that's why we're in such a critically unsafe situation at the moment.
So what is the union asking for now? What do you want to see happen?
We're asking for the clinical commissioning groups, all of them, to work together across both counties, to go back to the Department of Health and for the board of the Mental Health Trust as well, rather than keep kind of blaming each other and wringing their hands and saying how terrible everything is. We've been hearing that now for well over a year, and there hasn't actually been any change affected at all. It actually comes down to resources. You simply cannot provide a service on the scant resources that have been provided. So unless they're actually going to genuinely put their money where their mouth is, particularly in the case of Norman Lamb, and acknowledge that our services are woefully underfunded. These cuts to mental health have come on top of years of underinvestment, so our baseline was already low. Then the public is going to get the mental health service that it deserves on the current funding that is, and that is one that is not going to be able to meet the needs of the population.
All right, Emma Corlett, thank you. Emma Corlett is from the union Unison. We asked the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust to join us on the programme. They said that nobody was available, but they have sent us a statement. It comes from Dr. Hadrian Ball, Medical Director, saying, "We are working closely with all our partners to reduce out-of-area transfers. It's an issue nationally as well as in central Norfolk. Welcome additional investments have been made, and while pressures remain in central Norfolk, we are determined to make progress." We'll talk more about this later on in the programme. We'll speak to somebody directly affected by a shortage of beds in our area.